Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. At that time Jesus, having risen from the dead, stood in the midst of his disciples and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and supposed that they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questionings rise in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in that city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. At that time, getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic, lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowds saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. On this day, the 8th of July, we commemorate the holy great martyr Procopius. The holy martyr Procopius was born of a pious father named Christopher, but his mother, Theodosia, was an idolater. After Christopher's death, she presented Neanias, for this was the saint's name before, to Diocletian, who was at Antioch in Syria. Diocletian made him Duke of Alexandria and sent him there to punish the Christians. On the way to Alexandria, our Lord spoke to Neanias, as once he had to Saul, and turned this new persecutor to faith in him. Neanias turned back to Scythopolis and preached Christ. He was betrayed by his own mother and was arrested and tormented in Caesarea of Palestine. While he was in prison, the Lord appeared to him again and gave him the new name of Procopius, which is derived from the Greek word meaning progress, advancement. He was brought out of prison and taken to worship the idols, but at his prayer the idols fell. Many then believed in Christ and suffered martyrdom, among them certain soldiers, 12 women of senatorial rank, and the saint's own mother, Theodosia. Saint Procopius, after further torments and imprisonment, was beheaded about the year 290. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.